Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't even feel like I really need to comment on this because it's just so absurd and insane that it just doesn't even need a lot of
justification. This is why people call you Judgy Lima, though.
Everyone calls me that and they know I hate it.
So this is why. You're into the game.
I think they suck.
And welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You.
And I'm Stephen Green.
And I'm Nikki Limo.
And today, indeed, we are talking about people with relationship quandaries,
indeed.
People who have issues in their relationships and they need help.
Indeed.
And indeed, we are the lifeline. Maybe you ever been at a pool?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what to say after that.
I thought you knew where you were going.
Oh, okay.
I've been in a pool.
Let me improvise.
Maybe something about with water.
Oh, imagine a lifeguard.
Okay.
Is throwing one of those rings at you.
Okay. I don't know why I would do that.
And you need, but
I know how to swim.
Oh, God. Okay.
Maybe it's someone else.
It's somebody else.
Okay.
And they're throwing that ring at you. And you
why
need
are they
that.
Throwing it at me?
They
if
need,
it's someone
they,
else.
They need, sorry, okay, they're throwing they it at them.
Okay.
And they need it. Those people need it to swim.
All right.
And they're helping them.
Not really
that's
swimming.
What we're trying to do.
Okay.
Okay.
We're trying to be.
We're trying to be the lifeguard for
the,
that
not
person.
Not the person swimming.
But not you.
Not okay.
Thank you.
We're the lifeguard.
Yeah.
So here we go. Indeed.
Thank you, Nikki. Thanks for helping me get through that.
You're welcome. Just wanted to clarify for anyone confused.
Thank you. Okay.
I think everything's clear now.
By the way, if you like this show, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/sticky. Nothing helps the show more.
It was a good segue because that was probably a part that they really liked.
They're like, oh, wow.
We need
How do
to
I
go.
Help the show?
Help the show.
Okay, check it out.
Someone throw them a lifeline.
My female 18 boyfriend, male 25, got mad at me after our first time because he thought I wasn't a virgin.
Oh.
I was a virgin until some months ago when I had sex with my boyfriend for the first time. She's 18.
Uh-huh.
I was not really good and he got really angry and silent after because I didn't bleed. He thought because of that, I lied about being a virgin.
Okay. Stupid guy.
Yeah. I know female anatomy and most don't bleed, but he clearly doesn't and doesn't want to listen to me. Since that, he also doesn't want to use condoms because he says it removes all feelings. Classy. So last time I saw him, we are long distance relationship. He destroyed all the condoms I brought before I left.
What the hell is wrong with this guy?
He's just a guy dealing with his stuff.
Okay. He's 25?
Yeah, he's 25. He's dealing with his stuff.
What?
Listen, this girl's dealing with her stuff. He's dealing 25? With his stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so he destroys all the condoms, that I brought before I left and didn't use them when we had sex the last time. He also gets mad when he suspects I take pills.
Birth control pills?
It says pee pills.
Is pee that pills?
I think it means pregnancy pills.
Oh, okay. Like birth
control. This bitch cannot type.
Okay,
she's truly 18, I believe.
Yeah. Right.
One time he thought I had cheated.
Oh my god.
While we were apart, and he had sex with me just to feel how I felt inside.
What the fuck?
And another time I woke up in bed.
Okay, break up immediately.
While he was watching porn. Listen.
Don't just break up, but like run.
Can we not be so judgy for once?
Run. Change the locks on your house. Actually, just move out. Move Lima. Far away.
Wait till you hear the rest.
Change
of this.
Your name.
You're gonna change. See, this is why you shouldn't talk to her early. It's why I always rope a dope the JK boys.
All right.
Another time I woke up in bed while he's watching porn right next to me in bed while stroking himself, and it made me feel really grossed out. Not because Ew. Porn and masturbation, but because of him doing it right next to me in bed while I was sleeping, and I don't like to watch porn.
Okay.
Now you feel like an asshole?
No.
Okay. The first time I slept at his place, we didn't have sex, but I could tell he was really dissatisfied with that, and he kind of rubbed it out on my thigh.
Ew. What the fuck?
I don't know why he's so angry and jealous, and if there's anything I can do, or is it better to leave?
No, leave.
I don't know if this is the norm. Am I the asshole?
No. God, I just...
Is that... Look.
This is like a horror show.
Whoever did this,
fucking creepy-ass documentary.
You're a master. You're
it's
a master.
Not fake because I've run into gentlemen like this, quite as a euphemism.
Have you?
I mean, it's fucking creepy. It's weird. It's possessive. It's creepy. It's abusive. It's gross. Like, just fucking run. Like, go fucking run.
Yeah.
Like, don't look back.
Okay.
Put the wind in your sails and fucking go.
Okay, so Mark, we're going to ask you to hit the breakup button. I don't know if I agree with it, but
no,
Nikki's asking me to hit the breakup
button. Agree. Yeah, this guy sounds like a gem.
He could, we could change him.
Like, what? Who's ever going to stay with a guy like that? Like, who on this earth, like, goes,
hey, I think you're cheating on me. I need to check if you're stretched.
Everyone has flaws, and so just stays with a guy like that. The fact that she even wrote online, because she's questioning it, is, like, wild. But she's 18, so she gets excuse.
And she writes like it.
But, like, and then she's also a virgin, so clearly this guy, like, gets off because he needs to take people's virginities. He's, like, so possessive. It's
Why aren't
insane.
You bleeding? What the fuck's going on?
I don't even feel like I really need to comment on this because it's just so absurd and insane that it just doesn't even need a lot of
this justification. This is why people call you Judgy Lima, though.
Everyone calls me that, and they know I hate it.
So, this is why.
And you know what? I think they suck.
Well, let's see if Judgy Limo strikes again. Here comes the next one.
Okay.
My girlfriend, 19 female, wants me, 22 male, to eat her butt. And Mom, if you're listening, don't forget to subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. That helps a lot.
Yeah, she's already subscribed.
I don't know if she knows how to do it.
If she hits it, it's probably going to unsub, but she probably would be better
off. Okay, yeah, don't... I need some advice on a rather peculiar situation.
Okay.
My girlfriend, 19 female, recently expressed a desire for me to eat her ass.
Okay. That's not that. I'm not going to yuck someone's yum.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
She has been bringing up the last couple of months because she personally likes the sensation of her asshole
so
being
she's gotten her,
of her ass being eaten out.
Eaten before.
Yeah. Okay. She likes her ass being eaten.
Yeah. Would you eat mine? I've never had anyone do that.
Of course I would.
I know. I don't want it. I don't want it.
I do it every day.
I don't want it.
I would do it 10 times a day.
It's not like it's like this is a normal thing people do. I just.
It's a normal thing people do.
No, it
you
is.
Can chill on.
It's pretty normal.
Pretty normal.
Like a lot of our friends did that. Okay. A lot of our friends.
What do you mean did that?
Like they do
like
that.
They're done with it now. Like
no, I mean I just haven't checked in on them in a long time about like whether they're still eating booty holes or getting their booty hole eaten.
Listen, no judgment. I know our friend Joe Jitsukawa loves it.
Yeah,
talks
exactly,
about it.
Exactly, yes.
Proselytizes it. Yeah, it's so, a religion for him.
And I can only attest to his ex doing it.
Well, his current does it too.
Well, okay, so that's, there you go. So there's at least three people that
I met two exchange... sad women. I met two sad women who talked to me about it.
Okay, and then like Timmy D, Tim Chaturangsu.
Yeah.
Always talks about it.
Oh yeah.
And like Ricky Shucks. I feel like they get down with booty holes right. a lot.
Fair.
So I mean, I don't know. I feel like no it's judges. Common. I wouldn't judge it.
You're not being judgy limo on this one.
No, because at least not for this part. Yeah. Is there more?
Yeah. So while I'm all for spontaneity and embracing each other's fantasies, I'm a bit hesitant about how to approach this. On one hand, it sounds like a fun and intimate activity, but on the other hand, I'm not sure if I'm entirely comfortable with the idea.
Well, she's just got to clean it really well.
Has anyone ever encountered a similar request from their partner? How did you handle it? I want to be supportive and open-minded, but I also want to make sure I communicate my boundaries effectively. Any advice or insights?
There's no way I could eat your butthole. There's literally no way I could
come
do
on,
it.
Babe.
Come on, babe. I've never actually visualized it.
What if I
it?
was life or death?
I'm just actually visualizing it because in theory, I'm like, yeah, sure, we could do that. But then like actually visualizing it, I think I'd get cold feet immediately.
Yeah, this will never happen.
I know. I've never even seen your butt.
Between us, you and I?
11 years, I've never seen your butt.
You have, but it's fine.
You're a never nude.
You have, but it's fine.
You're a never nude.
It's not true, but it's fine.
Then show me it tonight.
I'll show you tonight.
Okay. Yeah, right. It will never happen.
I've shown you my butt before because you did this to me and I showed you my butt and you actually commented on it, but you don't remember it.
I don't remember.
I know you don't. It's so funny.
Let me take a picture.
That's not fair. I have a lot of pictures of your butt.
Yeah.
Okay. So the thing about this one.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I feel like this person, you know, Look, my whole thing about eating butt.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Well,
all I'm saying real quick, I know what I'm doing when I'm doing the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know how to do a thing with it.
And it will do a thing. It will like do a thing. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like what's going on?
It's similar to, it's like foreplay, right?
Yeah.
And like, have you ever had someone suck on your finger?
I can't think of a time where I'm, oh yeah, I have, yeah.
Okay, your finger doesn't orgasm, but no. Did it kind of turn you on?
It was hot because it looked like she's being a real fucking slut.
Yeah, and like you're feeling it on your finger, mm-hmm. like as it's happening, it kind of like mimics the sensation of other parts.
But that's because I know it's about to happen on the other parts.
Yeah, but so, yeah, okay. Like if you ate my butthole, it's like similar to eating. But if you're down there already, I would just rather you eat the other thing.
I know that. That's why.
Hey,
we did it.
I love you.
We did it.
No, yeah, that's why you got to marry someone that shares your life views.
100%. But I will say this. If there was like a real thing where Nikki like discovers this about herself, maybe she's, you know, at the Red Rock Casino and she sits on the jacuzzi wrong and she gets a jet up the asshole or something like that.
Yeah.
And she's like, dude, I went cross-eyed. And I was like,
yeah,
I got to feel this for myself. Hmm. Then that's an open discussion. And this would not be Steve Green clowning on Nikki, you know, or anything like that. I would listen to you and I would try to accommodate.
Yeah, I would too, but I'm not going to lie. I might look at you differently after. Like, I don't know. Like, you bent over
and
my tongue up your, up your sphincter.
I'm out. I'm absolutely out.
I'm not judging other people for doing it.
I'm not either. It's just not our jam.
I just can't picture me doing that to
you. No.
It's too submissive on your part.
Yes.
And I just get turned off by that. Like, I need to be the submissive one.
Same jam. That's our jam.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, our cat Franklin just ate Mama's butt during this.
Well, they were getting a little turned on.
Yeah.
And
that's their thing.
They're into the convo.
That's not our thing.
They're like, oh, let's try it. Okay.
So you maybe 20% chance you'd eat my butt.
Yeah. No, I would for sure if you wanted it, but I just don't think I would look at you the same.
Okay, so
yeah,
you'd look at me better.
Mm.
You'd be more in love.
Let's just not do it. Let's say we did.
Let's.
So the try so, but this with this guy, yeah. I think that he should. I mean, if he's super uncomfortable with it, then maybe that's a conversation. But I mean, I'll try something once.
Try it once.
Yeah.
Do it in the jacuzzi.
Oh yeah.
No harm, no foul.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
you can't
that's
good. Lose in the jacuzzi,
right? Because it's like it feels clean already.
Yeah, everything already is pretty cleaned
it's
out.
All
pretty good.
Like douched out.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless your chick's extra dirty.
Right, which wouldn't.
You would just hope not.
Yeah.
If she's asking for such a thing.
Yeah, exactly. And if I'm the one asking and going to be receiving, mm-hmm. I would want to make it as pleasurable as possible for the other party.
But you're different than most, I will say.
I guess.
Well, I've lived a life.
Okay.
I've lived a life.
Yeah.
I've seen, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
You've seen some things?
I've seen the oceans. Mm. I've seen the seas. I've seen the mists okay. over the horizon.
Yeah.
I've set sail.
It sounds very moist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Punch it.
Sometimes no, some nah. Sometimes it's just like what is going on?
I don't yeah. That's how I feel about you know life. I mean? I feel that way every day.
I'm like, cool, you literally hacked the system.
Yeah.
Why can't this happen on the front of my head?
What do you mean with the front of
hair
your head?
Hair growth. I'm like
Oh,
you want me to do
okay,
that
hair
but
growth.
Then like you have more hair than I've ever had on top of my head.
That's not what I was
basically
thinking.
Ever in my life.
I was just thinking you were staring at gaping buttholes.
No, I'm thinking of the other thing.
Oh, okay. Hairy buttholes?
No, the other thing.
Oh, bush. You don't like bush.
Look, a bush should not be a bush.
Okay. I mean.
No, it should, you know.
Look, I'm not going to judge any.
Make it art.
For Judge Limo is really not very judgy. It's not very judgy. Make it art.
You know what I mean? At least do something.
Trimmed it into a dome. You wouldn't like that.
Who says I wouldn't? All right, next one. Jesus.
You made it a heart shape.
Judge Lima needs to shut the fuck up. Okay. Found out my boyfriend,
yeah,
26 male, slept in the same bed as his female bandmate while on tour. And she's 25.
Okay. The bandmate or her?
The person talking right now.
Okay.
So I want to preface this by saying I completely trust my boyfriend and I'm sure nothing happened.
Mm.
Oof.
Okay.
We've been together 3 years. Is this crossing a boundary?
Yes.
Their band was on tour for a few weeks. They had one additional person stay with them in the RV for one night. So to make space, I guess my boyfriend slept in the bed with their female band mate. I can't help but wonder why this was the only possible sleeping arrangement.
Exactly.
He was in the couch before. Couldn't he sleep in the bed with his buddy? And the girl sleeps on the couch.
Yeah.
There definitely were other options. The thing is, this happened quite a few months ago. I only found out a few days ago. He had never mentioned it before. I remember being confused at the time of the tour about what the sleeping arrangements were. So I asked him, and I didn't really press about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not upset or anything that it happened. I trust him. I just don't know why he didn't tell me till now. Maybe I'm reading too much into this. Let me know what you think.
I wouldn't like it.
That's, dude, you just don't put yourself in that position.
No.
Unless there's something crazy dire happening.
Yeah. Like, if there's an extra person that tied on, like, why can't they sleep in the bed? Or, like...
like, hey, babe, my plane crashed in the Andes Mountains, and I had to share a fucking sleeping bag with a chick to survive.
Right, yeah.
Right? That's, yeah. like, on the up and up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were naked together.
Right.
And that's on the up and up.
For the body heat.
Yeah, for the body heat to survive the Andes Mountains.
Yeah, but like you can't get hard when it's that cold out.
Thank you. She knows me. She knows me so well. Exactly. Thank you.
No way.
Exactly.
Probably hurt your back with the plane landing too.
Oh yeah. Probably
like pinched a nerve or
pinched
something.
A nerve in my back.
He doesn't like to do any sex things when he has a pinched nerve.
You know, and many people do. I'm one of the outliers.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, if you crashed in Andes Mountains, like, I wouldn't be concerned about it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because I trust you.
Clearly.
No, I just, yeah, there's got to be some other way that this could have been arranged. I wonder how he told her, if he, like, came out with it or she kept pestering him about how the sleeping arrangements were and then he finally confessed to it. Because those are two different ways to tell somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and I just don't feel good about it. Like, if this was happening, if I was put in a situation like this and I had to share a bed with a guy in an RV or whatever, I would like tell you immediately, and mm-hmm. I would like show you how I built the fortress between me and the guy,
yeah, with pillows,
like,
with pillows whatever, yeah.
or whatever. And I'm like, this, I don't like this. I don't want this. You know, I'd do a lot to reassure you that this is like not something that ideal mm-hmm. for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just don't like the blasé attitude of like, oh, this is not a big deal. Like, this is me and my bandmate that I'm very close to and was like spending a lot of days with together.
No way.
In tight quarters.
Yeah.
No Where way. Are they changing?
Right.
I don't know. It just sounds, all of it sounds bad.
I'm with you. I would just break up because it just sounds like this person doesn't meet your needs.
Right. Like, because now I have to think about that every time you're touring.
Exactly.
Or even
that's what I mean.
Even at band practice.
It's not like you're quitting band. So like
right.
I have to deal with this forever. Like,
yeah, it's just our lifestyles are different.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, she says she trusts him and blah, blah, blah. But it's just, is it something that makes you, that feels good
it
to you?
It sounds like she's saying that reflexively though, not because she trusts him. Like, why are you asking this question if you trust them?
Well, so you can trust somebody and it still makes you really uncomfortable and they're not going to change and you're not going to change how you feel. So yeah. It's just incompatibility, you know?
Yes.
Like that,
yes.
Those two lifestyles are just incompatible.
I think so.
You know, all of the Beatles' wives had very, like, pretty sad lives when they were married to the Beatles.
I bet.
Like, there's a whole doc I watched on Beatles' wives and... You know, basically once they became rock stars and had girls just like flinging themselves at them constantly,
yeah,
it was just like a nightmare. They were just like shoved to the corner as these like Beatles wives. And
the guys weren't doing much about it.
Yeah, exactly. And like probably cheated on them. Like,
oh, yeah.
For sure.
Up and down.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I could ever date a rock star. I mean, I'm considering it. I'm considering it.
Don't say that.
But I don't
know. In a way you have.
Yeah, my you know ex I mean? Was a rock
star. No. Oh. Me.
Oh, you.
Think about it. Like, sometimes we're in public, people are like, hey, Steve Green, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Or, like, you're at a poker table sometimes, and people are like, hey, Steve.
No, they don't.
Remember Steve?
No. I don't think anyone asks about you. One time, this guy was, like, trolling me in a hate comment about how I'll never find a mate, basically. And then I was like, I've been married for 7 years. And then he finds a picture of us and he's like, to this guy, lol.
Yeah,
that's who. That they do bring you up sometimes.
No, you told me a couple, not to brag, but
yeah,
a couple times, like, Nikki's at a table.
No, yeah.
People are like, hey, Steve Green, I'm they a big don't. Fan. Big
again, they,
fan.
Again, they don't.
Big fucking fan. Can I meet him? And I'm like, I'm tired.
Actually, that did happen one time.
I know.
I know.
Okay. So yeah, break up. I'd break up.
Yeah, I would. That's I'd break up. It's just going to be, basically, it's a slow breakup right now.
Yeah.
Like, you're just realizing that this is making you really uncomfortable, and it's just like going to be like a slow incline to breaking up.
Yeah. Okay, next one.
Okay.
I, 33, female, want to give my partner an ultimatum.
Oh, shit.
Advice. My partner and I have been together for almost 8 years. We've been living together about 6 of those years.
Okay.
We went ring shopping in 2020.
Yeah.
As far as I know, he has not purchased that ring, nor has he made any plans to propose. I've had multiple sit-down conversations with him where I openly and honestly talked to him about what, you know, works, what doesn't work for me in a relationship. We had 2 major issues in our relationship, which is his excessive drinking, staying out late without communicating, and our intimacy.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been patient and given him multiple opportunities to grow as a person, but I'm getting impatient because I want to start my life, get married, purchase a home, and make amazing memories.
Yeah.
I know he loves me. I love him too, but I feel like it's not enough anymore. I need a partner who's willing to put in more effort in our relationship, save up money so we can move out, get a better job, who wants to spend quality time one-on-one with me. I feel like my partner is lacking in these areas.
Yeah, this is a guy that doesn't want to grow up.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
And if she's doing everything for him, he doesn't have a reason to grow up either.
Yeah, she says, I just got a great job that would allow me to move out by myself. Basically a lifeline.
Yeah.
So my question is, will living alone and telling my boyfriend he cannot move in with me unless he has a better job, stops drinking, has seriously thought about whether he wants to get married to me and has the ring and has savings for a down payment on a house or a condo be worthwhile. She's done.
Yeah, she's done.
That's a hell of a list.
That's a lot of things.
That is like a fucking Christmas list.
An ultimatum is usually like one thing.
Do it. Do the thing.
Yeah, marry me or else.
Yeah. Hey, you had gray hairs. You need to dye your hair.
Yeah. There's a lot of things. Yeah. I think it's basically the sunken time fallacy where she's been with this guy for 8 years and she doesn't want to start over. But girl, there's like so much more life.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're not gonna be happy with
it. And she's just burdened.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like, sometimes it's not even about what's next. It's about just untethering a weight.
Yeah. Definitely move out for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely moving out. She's look at her. I got a great job that will allow me to move out by myself. She's like excited about it.
Yeah.
Like that says enough.
100%.
Like your home life sucks, but
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sucks that, you know, I get it. Like she spent 8 years with this guy, but I wouldn't think of it as a waste. Like she definitely like learned a lot during that time. Mm-hmm. You have grown as a person during that time, and probably why you want to break up or like want to leave him behind is because he didn't grow with you. Like you grew up, but he didn't.
Yes.
And the pandemic like was quite a few years of that 8 years.
Yeah.
So like 8 minus 3, like 5 real years together. And then these pandemic years where like everybody was kind of stuck and not able to do anything. I think that you learned what you like and don't like. And the sooner you set the boundary and free yourself, the sooner you can get on with your life and actually get all the things that you want to get.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Honestly, too, when you reach the ultimatum phase.
Yeah.
And then you have a list that's that long.
You're done.
It's done.
You're done.
Right.
Because they're just not the person that's compatible.
You're not even married to him yet.
You're trying to mold a person out of a different person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're trying to fix this project.
It's like,
it's a project.
Hey, you, but without all of the things that you do. You know, like, hey, all the things that you currently spend your time doing, like none of that.
Stop doing all that.
And
then also save a shitload of money for a fucking down payment on a house.
Right.
And
I'm not even
job.
Saying that her things are unreasonable. Like, I think these are very reasonable.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, these are very reasonable things.
These are baseline things she wants.
For sure. But I'm just saying that Rome wasn't built in a day. Like, this guy is just not going to change.
I've never heard that. I've never heard that before.
You just find someone that fits that already.
Rome wasn't built.
There's a lot of people out there that are ready to go. I think, you know, people say the dating scene's really hard, especially like later, like in your 30s or 40s or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I actually think you're getting a lot of the people that escaped their long-term relationships and are they're ready and they know what they want. So, like, you just got to find those other people.
But then sometimes
enough people saying that it's so hard out there.
Well, and from listening to those people, it's because sometimes, yes, you're right. You got the people on the lifeboats and sometimes you're getting debris.
Yeah.
So it's just, you got to suss it out.
Yeah.
You got to suss it out.
Yeah, it's a lot of filtering. I get it.
Yeah.
But I think that there's good ones out there that
definitely
feel the same way, boat.
We got a good one right here, and she was basically left by her man.
Okay,
our cat.
It's
we're talking
stretch
about our cat
of
mama.
An analogy
we're
right
trying,
now.
Trying, it didn't work.
No one understands.
Okay,
just move
so
on.
So we're gonna move on, and we're gonna move into our break now, and we will be BRB, LOL. And if you appreciate the show, nothing helps the show more than subscribing to our Patreon. Patreon.com/sticky. You get the show a day early. Also, I do a show there called Crypto Corner, where every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I take you through the markets. We've been crushing the markets. We've been ahead of the game. That's what we do. And then also we do a stream every month called Sticky Stream, where we do a free roll poker tournament immediately afterwards for cash prizes.
Yeah.
And with that, we will see you in a second.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you,
I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout-outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So, huge shout-out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout-out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Cute. Thank you for supporting the show. And we are back.
Hi. Indeed.
Indeed. And so continuing with kind of what we were talking about before with this next one.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these, I have to say, you and I in our late 30s.
Whoa. You're in your late 30s.
I'm in my late 30s.
I'm in my mid 30s.
My bad. Okay. So sometimes when I hear this stuff, I'm like, man, dude, this is tough stuff. But we have to get there, right? We have to appeal to the young.
Yeah. Here appeal to the young.
Here we go.
The youths.
The youth. Thank you. All right. 21 male. I'm having an issue with my 21 female girlfriend about polyamory.
Oof. Okay.
What do I respond to her with?
Oh, she wants it and he doesn't?
Yeah, I don't know where to begin. Since yesterday, my girlfriend's acting kind of odd. We barely talked at all. She seemed pretty dry, only giving me one or two word responses. Nearing bedtime, she texted me. She wanted to talk to me about something. And then it wasn't bad, quote unquote.
Mm.
But of course, I was naturally worried, thinking I'd done something to upset her or something in that regard. Couldn't sleep for hours after that. Too worried about what she wanted to talk to me about. Fast forward, that's already a disaster.
Yeah.
Fast forward to this morning. I texted her, good morning. She replied the same. I told her I was ready to talk about whatever it was. She said, I'd like to have a little time to myself, which got me even more worried. But I said, okay, and told her to tell me whenever she's ready. About an hour and a half later, she texted me back saying she's ready to talk.
Okay.
She wrote a couple paragraphs asking me how I view the concept of a polyamorous relationship. She wanted to say her friend, 20 female, who's in a poly relationship, who I also don't know, said she should try it. Of course, she thought about it and even described it as a, quote, relationship style that suits me well. I genuinely don't know what to say or do, and I don't even know how to respond. Polyamorism isn't something I'm into whatsoever, and the thought of it, even crossing her mind, makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
And ghost the world. Especially after all the times of us saying, I'm only yours and you're only mine to each other.
Ooh.
I'm lost. I need advice. I love her, but the thought of someone else touching her and kissing her and loving her irks me, even if I say no. I'm sure if I want to continue a relationship with her, the thought of her wanting to try something else lingering in the back of my head that haunts me.
She's already broken your heart.
It's over.
Yeah, I mean, I would say exactly that to her. Exactly that. Be open about how it makes you feel and why it makes you feel that way, because you guys have said you're my one and only to each other many times, and so it's confusing and heartbreaking. Just like inform her that you're very hurt by the suggestion of this.
Yeah,
because I think people just don't get how that hurts. Like, she's had enough time to think about this, so she's like, oh yeah, this makes sense, and like whatever, but like,
my friend talked to me about it. I watched a video about it. I think it's great.
And you know, maybe some guys would be into having another female in the relationship or something like that, if that's what she's suggesting. I don't know. Because it's different than an open relationship, right? So, maybe she is expecting it to be exciting and like he's like heartbroken, which I totally would feel too. And if she's really set on this idea, then it's not going
to. Sometimes you have to put your foot down and say, I am. Right? Like, and then just see what happens. Like, cause
I am what?
Oh, I am this way, right? Like, mm-hmm. I am not into that, or yeah. I am this way, or I like this, I don't like that. Like, to me, like, saying I am is just like you reached a breaking point.
There's a non-negotiable.
Exactly. It's a non-negotiable, and you just have to put your foot down. And that doesn't mean you're, oh, I'm being the man and I'm going to correct her here.
Right.
You're like, no. This is where I see our relationship, and that's this is a completely out of left field thing for me that I cannot accept.
Yeah.
And that's as simple as that. And it's a deal breaker and I'm out.
Exactly. I 100% agree.
And I think that if she is into you, she'll respect that and stay with you because of that, or she won't. And then you just need this.
What it sounds like is that she's been falling out of love with him.
I think so. And she's looking for an out.
Yeah. And like,
she found like a soft
maybe
out.
This would spice up our relationship.
No.
And he hasn't felt that way about her yet, like falling out of love.
Exactly.
Because the only time I've ever felt that way of like, oh, maybe both of us should explore is when like I just wasn't into the guy anymore and I just didn't realize it. I thought I was like saving. Maybe like it was an option to save. But when I ran through every scenario in my head about bringing another person in, it's like, they just break up.
What does that mean?
Just break up.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Right.
Like,
well, it was just
how
like,
do you hang out?
Like, it wasn't even polyamory, though. This was like a threesome.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, this was like not polyamory. That's completely different. And there's, I know people that are poly and they have a functioning, great relationship.
It started
and
that
like,
way, right?
Hmm?
Likely.
Yeah, it was open from the start.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's different.
Right. This bringing it on to somebody is completely different. But I'm just saying the only thing I can compare it to in my life was like trying to spice things up with like, you know, doing something else. And then I was just like, oh yeah, I just hate all of it, actually. Yeah. Yeah. I just don't want anything to do with it. And I think that this girl is probably... Yeah, I think she's probably falling out of love.
I think so, too.
Yeah. And that's sad for OP.
Yeah,
but
I think
that he should set his boundaries for sure. I also think that him just being open and honest with her about how he feels is like the way to go.
Sometimes, man, it's people make crazy excuses.
Yeah.
To just not do the honorable thing, which is just to break up with you.
Yeah.
Because that's a harder thing.
Right. And especially if like you have love for the person, but you're not in love with them.
Yeah,
you know, it's
legit.
Like, I get that.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. My boyfriend, 30 male and she's 29 female.
Okay.
Says this is not my house. What would you do?
What?
We've had a great relationship for 3 years, but we've been arguing the last couple weeks. We were leaving a friend's house when I told him I didn't get the leadership job I applied for, making $100K. Mm-hmm. But I did get a promotion and raise at my current job, 70K. He starts scolding me, saying, everyone around me knows I should have gotten the other job, but I'm not confident enough, so they turn me down. Huh. I rebuff, saying, I'm not qualified for the job. We argue back and forth. He says, you have zero self-confidence.
Mm. Well, I wonder why.
I ask him to stop. I ask him to stop raising his voice, and when she starts screaming at me, I slammed on the brakes, pulled the car over. I know it was dumb, but there was no one else on the road. We were going about 30, no real danger. He immediately puts his hand across my neck and shakes me.
What?
You could have killed me.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with
that
you?
That took a turn.
It's the first time he ever touched me with the purpose of scaring me. It didn't hurt. But then he proceeds to say how I have no self-esteem. I'll never be as good as him if I don't get my shit together. He makes 5 times as much as I do. And he knew 2 days ago this was over. I was dumbfounded. We drove home in silence. I went inside. Once inside, he says he's done arguing with me and I can sleep on the couch.
That is a crazy way to break up with someone. This is insane.
I ask him to leave in the morning. He says, I'm not leaving. You can go F yourself. I tell him it's my house. He says, no, it's some dead lady's house. It's not even yours. Context, 7 years ago, I couldn't get the loan for my house because of lack of credit. I had the down payment, but I could afford the monthly payments. My mom took the loan out for me, and I just pay it back every month. She never lived here. He was in the room with me a few months ago while I held my dying mom and watched how hurt I was and have since her death. He was my biggest support system until now. My dad passed 20 years ago while I held him after a car crash while we were together.
Whoa.
When he said that, my mouth dropped open. He saw that and followed up with, you should just leave because I've warned you. I can rip you apart. That was nothing.
Whoa.
I burst into tears, told him he should give it his best shot so we could just end it. He told me to use my imagination since my self-worth is so low. He knows I already say the worst things to myself anyway.
Whoa.
I slept on the couch. By the way, self-respecting man lets the chick sleep on the couch ever.
This is absolutely psychotic.
Woke up to a text from him saying, he doesn't want to argue with me anymore. He wants us to be a team.
What the fuck?
He wants what the best for me, and I can decide from here what I want to do.
Yo.
Up until 3 or 4 weeks ago, this is the part that I think is important.
Oh my God.
Up until 3 or 4 weeks ago, we had been the perfect couple. I don't know what happened. Do I talk it out with him so we can forgive each other and understand each other, or was this too far?
That was insane.
Right?
No. The fact that that's in that guy, yeah,
I think so too.
He could go further then.
I agree with you. You don't know what he's capable of.
No, I would be. He could kill her. He could kill her.
Dr. Jekyll.
That's psychotic.
Yeah.
Though that is scary as fuck.
Yeah.
And so hurtful. That's like you in my dreams. Like whenever I dream about Stevie's so mean, and he says just shit like that, where he's just like so fucking mean. Like, and it's just like I'm like I can't even believe it's happening. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, why are you saying this? Why are you being so mean? And he's just like, get out. So like, that gives me the chills. Like I hate hearing that story.
So you heard about like recently OJ died, right?
Yeah.
So something I didn't know about is that apparently OJ, like years before Nicole, beat up one of his girlfriends,
mm-hmm.
like bad,
mm-hmm.
and like he had his lawyers basically have her sign an NDA to like make it go away because uh-huh. like, he's a sports star and all this stuff. And like that's been a thing for a long time.
Right. Well, there was a history of domestic abuse even with Nicole.
Exactly. But like, so there you go. So right. Then it's like you get these little moments of like flashes of what could happen. And you should just be like, yeah, I think I'm good.
Just trust that.
I think so.
Yeah. Believe them the first time that happens.
And look, I believe in redemption. I believe in therapy. All that stuff.
Also,
but you don't have to be the punching bag.
The way he wakes up the next day like, hey, I don't want to argue anymore. Like, that is not an apology.
Mm-mm.
That is not accountability.
We should be a team.
Yeah, that's not
hey,
owning
Nikki,
up
I
to anything.
I ripped your fucking heart out last night, and I told you that you're a piece of shit. We should be a team.
And I strangled you.
Ugh.
Like, that is... No. And I made you sleep on the couch. That is insane. No. Yeah, this is, like,
this
so...
This is Red Flag City, so USA.
I don't know how long they were together, but, like, I don't care if you thought you were the perfect couple. You're definitely not.
3 years.
And also, a lot of these cases, like, where the wife gets murdered or severely physically mm-hmm. abused is after marriage. So, like, they get married, and the guy's, like, they're so thrown off because this guy is, like, the perfect guy until they get married. And then the guy starts being, like, super abusive.
Exactly.
So, yeah, run. It was hard and fast as possible.
Yeah, you don't need to be the case study on this.
Bringing up her mom dying, that's insane. Like, this is just, that's just wild. And this was triggered by her just not getting a job and mm-hmm. getting a promotion instead.
She didn't get as much as she wanted.
That's so wild.
70K instead of like 100.
That's so wild.
Yeah. And he can't like support her. Like, that's not supportive.
Absolutely inexcusable.
Yeah, insane. And then he spirals into that. It's fucking crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Last one.
Mm-hmm.
How do I, male 24, go about breaking up with my 25 female girlfriend of 3 years when we live together and do everything together?
Well,
so this might be very,
it's a very common thing. Yeah,
I know, but here we go. They're 25.
Right.
My girlfriend and I met in college. I'm currently wrapping up grad school. We both live in a small college town far from our homes. For the past 2 years, she's lived with me at my condo. Lately, I've grown resentful towards my girlfriend. I've decided that this relationship will not work. She doesn't do anything wrong, and I still love her, but we've been living together for almost 2 years now.
Okay.
I feel like my mental health is declining. She quit her job about 4 months ago during her own mental health issues and hasn't had any luck finding a new job since then. It's been a burden financially. I've let her know that, and she keeps saying she's trying to find a job, but I can't tell if she's trying too hard. On top of this, her sex drive is almost non-existent. We have not had sex in about 2 months while my sex drive is super high. She's also gaining a lot of weight, never really wants to go out in public anymore. I still care, and I don't want to see her miserable, which she probably will be if I break up with her. She'll most likely have to move back in with her parents, who she despises, and they live on the other side of the country. I'm just so lost. She's my best friend. She has no ambitions, goals, doesn't make me feel sexually wanted. Biggest issue I have is a job far away from where we are right now that I start after I graduate in a couple months. And she's fully planning on coming with me and living there with me. And I'm dreading trying to bring this up with her. And I feel like a horrible person.
Yeah, the sooner you rip off the Band-Aid, the better. But like, I mean, I would say some of those things in the nicest way possible.
Yeah, I mean, you can love a person, but know that you're not obligated to stay with them.
Right. Like, it's just not, it's just a compatibility thing.
Yeah. Like, it's not healthy for you.
It's like, hey, if it's like this now,
yeah,
where we're not having sex and I don't feel wanted and like it's all like that, yep, it, like 2 years into living together, how is it going to be for the rest of our lives?
Exactly.
I always think that, like, if the problems we're having now, like, are they solvable right now or are they going to last forever? And it just sounds like this is the type of thing that's like, yeah, she's not just like not sexually super stimulated by you anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and like that sucks. And
or she's going through depression, whatever she's going through.
Yeah, that could be too.
Likely,
yeah.
That. Yeah.
But like, whatever the thing is, if you're willing to work on it, like bring it up and like go to couples therapy or, you know, work on it with her, then do that option first.
Yeah.
But if this is just something where like it gives you the ick to even think about her, which it sounds like it does.
It does.
Sounds like he's just like, the resentment got too strong.
Yeah.
And once resentment gets to a level, it's just like it's hard to erase. Like, you just can't.
Once
take it
you're
back.
Going like, yeah, and then when I move in here, and she's like, yeah, I can't wait to move in.
And,
like,
and it makes you go,
it's over. You're so fucked.
It's so over.
You're so fucked. It's so hard to come back from that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can't, but it's so hard.
Yeah. There's have to be like a drastic change.
Yeah.
And I just don't
and you're not
think
married.
Those
like
things
you,
happen.
You don't
overnight.
Have, you're not tethered to each other.
Right. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. It's sort of one of the first serious relationships you ever had.
Mm-hmm.
You're in your young 20s. I just wouldn't waste more of your time in something that's not going to become anything else.
Exactly.
You're just like wasting years that you could use towards, you know, building a life that you actually enjoy.
Amen.
Yeah. So hope that helps.
Yeah.
Judge Ulimo in the house, you know, call me up.
Yeah.
That's my motto.
She doesn't want you to waste anything.
No.
She just wants you to...
I want to judge super
send
hard.
Send us stuff so that she can judge it.
To judge. Yeah. Yeah. And
don't,
be like,
don't waste a word.
In my head, I'm like, you suck.
Yeah. Probably.
You suck. Ew.
I see you.
I think, ew.
I see you from you know, satellite view.
Yeah.
Up on high.
Yeah. I'm like way up there.
Why would you
way
do
up
such
there.
A thing?
You don't even know I'm there.
I can see all the moves from here.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI. We do poker tournaments. We do live streams. We do Crypto Corner. And you get this show a day early. And did I miss anything else? There's a cool Discord community. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.